Okay, so yeah, we are on Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph at the end of the third parak of Yuma. Let's talk the Mishnah, the Elu L'Gnai. So we've been speaking about different individuals that they were maskir L'Shvach, individuals who they were maskir L'Gnai. So the following were mentioned L'Gnai. Shel Beis Garmu L'Rotzu L'Lamed Al Maisa Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmu, they knew exactly how to prepare the Lechem Aponim in a special way to ensure that it wouldn't rot, it wouldn't be misapish, and they did not want to share the details with anyone. Shelby Saftinas Leirotsu Lalamid al Maisakteris, they didn't want to share the secret of the Maisakteris, and as we saw previously in Masechet Shkalim, that what was special about the Kteris is there was the Mala Ashan. There was a particular herb or plant which would cause the pillar to go up straight and it wouldn't spread and disperse, and they didn't want to share that particular secret as to what exactly this particular min was. B'hugriz ben Levi haya yeda perik b'shir v'lirat salalamid, something special about the shir of the Levim, which he didn't want to teach. Ben counsel lirat salalamid al maisa haksav. He didn't want to teach Maisa Ksav. What does Maisa Ksav mean? So Rashi says over here, four lines in the bottom on the inner side, Al Maisa Ksav, Kosher Dalad Kulmusin Medalad Etzba'isav V'Kosev Shem Bin Arba'is Yizke Echot. So fascinating. He would hold a pen, a quill, four of them in his fingers, and he was able to write the Shem Havaya at once, all at the same time. Quite a feat. Or a hand, I should say. And if you look at the Maratzchias over here, very interesting. The Maratzchias says like this. He says, "Nichtav b'tzidah mashapir shatesas yomtav the hakavana shekosev sham." Excuse me. Mashapir shatesas yomtav the hakavana shekosev shem havaya b'bas achas. He would write the shem havaya at once. Umal yusuhu mishum da shem niskadish kulei ke'echad. So somehow, like the shem Hashem. Once, so at the same time, it was Niskadesh. So he says, "Ein bezet shuvas masas binyamin." The yechich mizeh the ma'isa hatfus adif miksiva ein sham. Meaning, if you're kind of writing all at once, is that kind of like a stamp? You know, is that can we deduce anything legabi a stamp and so on? So he has an interesting discussion based on this. For at once, if it is, and also what the Maila is, that kind of the Shem Hashem, when you're writing it, it doesn't, like you've written the Yud, and you've written the Hey and the Vav, they don't kind of need to wait. You're doing everything together at the same time, and that seems to be the Maila.
Where are you holding, please?
We started the Mishnah on Lamed Hei, Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. I'm sorry?
It's not voided, it required the writing. So the skill was, what was his skill for?
I'm sorry, there's no avoid.
Oh,
you mean where Bechlal, you know, where do they have this in the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, maybe for the Seita Taka. Yeah, but that was a one-time question is, you know, where in the Beis HaMikdash was this practically relevant? We're going to see, very interesting, it's a similar type of thing. The Gemara is going to say that the reason why Beis Garmu and Beis Haftinus, why they didn't want to share this secret is because they knew that eventually the bias would be Harav, and they were scared that the Avodah Zarah would use this for idolatrous purposes. Masha Enkin, when it comes to writing, says the Thesis of Yeshua Manamah Beis, we're going to see, he's going to say that the Gabi Avodah Zarah le Shayach Kovod Shel Ksiva. And therefore there was no reason why then Kamsa should withhold this particular skill, because by Avodah Zarah it was never used. But Mashma here it was, so I guess maybe it is for the Seita, the Pasha Seita. Yeah, I guess so. Good, so that was that. Good. So there is a Lamed on the Maisak Saf. Al Rishinim Ne'amar Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Al Elu Ne'amar V'Shem Hashem Yerkov. Fine. Says the Gemara, "Tanur Rabbanan, Beis Garmu Hayu Bekiyin B'Maisa Lechem Aponim, V'Leiratzu L'Lamit." They did not want to share the knowledge with others. Shalcha Chachamim V'Heviu Umanin Me'Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. So they brought artisans, craftsmen from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, And they also knew how to bake like Beis Gamel. However, big difference. But they didn't know how to remove, and we know Radius HaPas, the Gemara calls it a Chachma, it's not a Malacha, but to kind of delicately peel the challah off the walls of the oven in a way that it remains shalem intact and so on. Meaning the craftsmen, the bakers from Mitzrayim, shalalu meisikin mi bachutz, va'eifin mi bachutz. V'halalu meisikin mi bifnim, va'eifin mi bifnim. There was a difference as to where they placed the fuel, the fire, the logs, and so on, and that would have an effect, either a positive or a negative effect on the bread. And I'm assuming, presumably, they must have tried different things, but they were not successful in doing it. Halalu piton misapshes. So the people from Mitzrayim, the past was misapesh, kind of got moldy. The halalu ein piton misapshes. Whereas the other ones, the pass was not misapish. The Tezus Yishonim says over here that 5-6 lines down. Valo pitan misapeshes va'avapi shohaya lechem cham kiyem hilakhoi. And therefore the whole thing was kind of done derach neis. I mean, haraya that 7 days later it was still hot and fresh. Mikom akamasha efshebi de adam lo yaya kodesh brochu reitzit lesakin. Somewhat, I guess, to what the Rishonim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a neis b'chdi. Hashem doesn't do a neis unnecessarily, and this is just dependent on one's acumen, one's knowledge, one's skill, and there's people who know how to do it. Hashem is not going to intervene and make nisim when it's something which can be done with the Adam. Kishashamu chachamim b'davar amru kol ma shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chavoydei b'ra'oy shenemar kol ha'nikra b'shmi v'l'chavoydei b'rasiv, and so on. One gear says yachzru b'iz garmul l'mkayman. So in other words, originally they told b'iz garmul to take a hike. They said, look, we'll find other people. You're not the only bakers in town, right? Well, you know, no one is indispensable. We'll get someone else. They didn't realize that they were indispensable. And they said, right, come back. And they didn't come back. And they doubled their salary. Ubo, they came back. Every day their wages were 12 money. Now that their salary was doubled, Esrim v'arba. So Amru lahem chachamim, ma ra'isim shalei lelamid, why do you refuse to teach and share this particular skill? Amru lahem, they said, yodim hayu shal beis abba shabayza asili charev. They said, we know in the future that the bias is going to be charev. We know that it's going to be charev. And if so, shema yilmaid adam she'enu mahogen, Yelech v'yavid avidus kechavim v'kach. Well, there was them as kunis and l'shvach. Full stop. So therefore they said that we don't want it to get into the wrong hands, and therefore that's the reason why we don't want to teach you. L'maisa, the chachamim said, you are to teach us. We want to know. They said, no, we're not going to teach you. So they were still megana them. Even though their intention was good, they were still megana them. Now, but there was something else in which they praised them. But they noticed in their family and their children, they never had nice, clean bread. So, this is something which they said to their praise. Lemaisa, they were still upset with them, because they refused to listen to the Psak of Bezdin. Very interesting, Chavetz Chaim, in Klal Dalad, Ois Ches. And he says the following, Kishe Bezdin Eimrim La'adim Din Echad B'mashehu B'kuma V'aseh. Bezdin tells someone to do something. Something B'kuma V'aseh. Whatever it is, they say, we would like you to do something. We're not going to do it. Ein lei tshuva b'ma she'ein ha'mekayim, and they don't have a good reason why they're not doing it. So mutter l'saper genusay, you can speak to their detriment. Afalir shemes genusay b'sefer zichrenes l'dor dorim, and you can record this particular act of refusal for generations. Din heishiv tshuva b'maslay shetalu lefi dover ha'masal aleiv. And if they give various excuses and reasons, something which, type of thing, which, you know, one needs to assess whether or not this is really a good reason. So then, dina kach, im anu mi vinim shatshuva zu'in in emes, rak la'itzi midateinu, if it's not a good response, ein anu tzvichum la'aminei, umutal asapa b'gnusay, v'af lirshimu kanal, aval im adav esafik, osal asapa b'gnusay. So that is the psaka of the Chafetz Chaim. Bezin tells someone to do something, be it ben al-Mukhaveh, ben al-Mamakim, they refuse to do it, you're allowed to be myself, but because you're allowed to record it, unless there's a very, very good excuse, which is compelling. Says the Ber Maim Chaim, Kol ze asif, hitzeisi misugidi Yuma. Says, I took all of this from the Gemara in Yuma, sheshivu tshuva ayin sham. Va'af al piken iskiro isam sham l'gnai. Nevertheless, they still said something to their detriment. M'mnei shehevino shatshuva zu in an amitis, goes out of Mepharshim and so on. Eventually they stopped being maskele, with the exception of Ben Kamtzer, like we're going to see about the writing, that he didn't have a good answer and so on. So bottom line, he says, this very much depends on the situation, on the circumstance, whether or not Bezdin feel the response is a good response or not a good response, and so on. That's what he takes from this sugya. Good. So the Gemara writer, Shel Beis Avtinas Leirotzu Lelamed Al Maisa Hakteris. And as we said, what they didn't teach is the particular min which caused the smoke to go up in a pillar. So, Tana Rabbana Beis Avtinas Hayuvikin Maisa Hakteris Leirotzu Lelamed. Sholchu chachamim v'heviu umanin me'alexandri shal mitzrayim. V'hayu yoidim l'fatim k'moisam. They knew how to replicate and to do the k'teris like the base of Dinus. V'loyhayu yoidim l'haleis oshan k'moisam. But they didn't know how to be mala oshan. Rashi says in the left-hand column, six lines down, l'haleis oshan. Shleihoyu makirin be'esev shehu males oshen zekev umitamer kamachal. They didn't know how to do this particular thing. That they didn't know how to do. That was a problem, seemingly. We will see in a minute. Shleihoyu yodin lahales oshen kamesin. Shehalalu umitamer v'ayla kamachal. The base of tinnis, it would go up straight like a stick. Shehalalu maftia Lakan ulakan, and it dispersed and spread. Uchishama chachamim bedaver amru. They said, "Kol mashabar kodesh baruch hu lichvayde bro. Whatever Hashem created is supposed to be for His honor." Shnema kol pal Hashem lemaneu. Yechzeru beis avtinus lemkayman. Let the beis avtinus come back, even though we fired them, we dismissed them. Let them come back. Same story. Shalchalem chachamim balibo. They didn't come. Kaflalem scharen. Ubo, they did come back. Ubechol yoim, hayu neitlin shneem basamman, vayim esrim ba'arba. Vidayim, becholim esrim ba'arba, vayim arbayim mishmaina. So, amrlem chachamim, mara yisim shalil lamet. So, amru yedim, hayu shal besabach, shabayza asid lecharit. Amru, shema yil maid adam shayna mahugan, mahugan, vayelach vayavid avidis kechavim, bekach. So, but in something else, in the following, they were maskedem l'shvach, meaning the previous thing they said l'gnai, notwithstanding their excuse, their reason. The following they said to their praise, ma'olam layosnes kala mevusemes mibateim ukishnesim isha mimokim acher masnin ima shalei tizbasim shalayemrim yimaisak teris misbasrim, so that the people should not accuse them. They're using some of the fragrance, some of the spices of the Keteris, like I'm Mashnemer, Beis Mikiyem, Mashem, Umi Yisrael. Now there is, let's just see a couple of things over here. just one second. Yeah, so in the Gemara over here it says, Mother Bach, it says, Ukashu Shamu Chachamim Bedover, Omru Kol Mashabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachmeidei Barayush and Emar, and so on, says the Bach, and Aleph, Kol Mashabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachmeidei Barayush and Emar, Kol Pal Hashem, Alamaneu, Nechte Betzid Vakasha, Lomalem Tamzeh. Why are they giving this reason? Typically, Mishum Mala Oshin, the Havi Le Viri Konis, Fim Chisa Achis Mikol Smanech Chayv Misa. So why are you saying, like, everything is done l'man Hashem, we have to do this properly, we cannot settle for second best, we have to bring back the Beis Haftinus, if we need to double their wages, we'll double their wages. It's like the Bach, but isn't there a more important reason that if you don't do the Keteris properly, Chayiv Misa? So, you know, it's all good and well mentioning the reason of them. Kol Baal Hashem l'maneu, and Nun Gimel, and so on. That is the Kash of the Bach. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, about four lines from the bottom, in my Gemara it says four lines from the bottom, it says, if it would disperse, it's not so bad. It's not the end of the world. Meaning it's a mila that it goes straight up. I mean, it doesn't passel it as such if it spreads out. So this is Yishan already seems to say that, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world if it doesn't disperse. The Bach is saying, L'chayim chisach is mikol smaneh chayiv misa. So there is another Maritzchis over here. And he says...
Wouldn't you want to do Hidr Mitzvah?
Okay, you want to do Hidr Mitzvah, that's nice, but, the Bach is saying it's a much bigger problem. If you don't do it, it's chayiv misa. So why would the Gemara not mention that? Why are we mentioning just the Yinuf Kvod Shemayim? So the Maritzchis says over here, he quotes Rashi, the loyal you must makirin the Asif Shu Malas Oshan. So he says like this, Ayin Maran Beis Yasef or Chaim Sim Kuflam and Gimel, Lomid Mizda, the Mala Oshan Lema Akiv Bidyevit. This particular min, this plant, which was known as Mala Oshan, quote unquote, that was called Mala Oshan. We had this before in Shkolim, where one time we'll see again, someone saw in the distance, oh, I see Mala Oshan, and the Tana was there, Rabbi Kiva maybe, he said, show me it, and he said, I can't show it to you. Gemara is going to say in a minute a similar thing. Al-Kluponim says the Beis Yosef, that Mala Oshan lo yi ma'akiv b'di'evet, it's not ma'akiv. Ukfar tomu alav arav bal be'er sheva, in Krisis, and the Mishnah Lamelech, and so on. And what do they say? The Ishtamit min Maran Abes Yisiv Gemar Mufarashis L'kamon Daf Nun Gimel Amen Aleph Dim Le Nosen Mala Oshin Chayiv Misa, like the Bach is asking. Ukvar Nis Eru B'zeh B'teisis Yishonim Gamken. Teisis Yishonim said, it's a Mila. So, first he says, it's Mila Al-Rav Ba'al Mishnah Melech Shalai Hevi Klal Medi B'teisis Yishonim. But he says like this, Ula. Yesh Lataritz Dafka, and it's a chiddush what he's saying. He says, Yesh Lataritz, when do we say Mechisach is Mikol Smanei Chayiv Miso? He says, Dafka, B'yesh Mala Oshin Lefaneinu, Oz Chayiv Miso, Im Leinosin Mala Oshin B'sechak Teres. Then it's a problem. Aval Einu Ma'akiv Im Leinimtza Esev Zeh. As I Makterim Akteris Beheder Esev Zeh. So if you have it, and you don't use it, that's a problem. If you don't have it, then it's not ma'akev. That's the way he wants to suggest to be miyashin. People just mentioned, it's a very interesting inyan, comes up in many places. So we're saying over here that Beis Garmu, they fired, Beis Haftinus, they fired. And where do they get their craftsmen from? Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. That's where they got their craftsmen from. So the Rishonim over here, our Ma'orer, the question, what are all these Yiddish craftsmen doing living in Mitzrayim? But you're not supposed to live in Mitzrayim. So the Ritva says like this, Gav Dichziv, Lo Yisisif, and Loshuv, B'derech HaZe'oid, Ukvar Pirush Bisifri Logusham Iata Khaizer. Ata Khaizer Vaskhira Valich Bishisaritz. So if it's a go and get craftsmen, you know, if they weren't Yiddish craftsmen, then obviously that wouldn't be an issue. But one thing which the Ritzvah says, which from a clear Maisa Shahoya, he asks, point blank, Amiotzmiya Milsa, Amas Samchu Ha'olam Logur Bizman Hazeb Mitzrayim, Kamay Rambam. Break the Ritzvah, what is the Neshe HaGadol, Rabbeinu Rambam, doing living in Mitzrayim? The Kama Gedolim Achirim. Zok the Ritzvah V'yish Emrim Sha'isen Ayaris Kvar Nizbalbalu V'nechrevu V'elo Ayaris Achiris Hei Nishnesyashvu Achrichin. Meaning we know that Sancheirev was Mevalbel, the ganze Welt, and we don't necessarily know what was the original Mitzrayim, what is Mitzrayim now, and so on. And different people are living there. It doesn't have to do with the indigenous Egyptian folk, as opposed to other ones who were there. Or is it a din in the land? Is it a din in the place? But he says, and it's fine. Now, Rav Rebbe Eliezer Mimetz Tiretz, Shlei Asar Kosev Ela Lahoylech Bederech Hahu Shemi Eretz Yisrael Umehamidbar LeMitzrayim. That's what it says. Leisa Sifin Lashu Bederech Hazeh. That's the diak according to Rebbe Eliezer Mimetz. Says the Ritva Vanochen Yisar Sheein HaYisar Hu Ela Bizman SheYisrael Shruyim Alad Masam Avo Bizman Hazeh Shenigzar Aleinu Lies Nidachim Mechol Kitzvei HaAretz. Call chutz la'aretz echad hu, the ein iser ella shleilotzeis midas min ha'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. He says there's no difference now. If you live in Mitzrayim or you live in Detroit, Michigan, the main thing is don't leave Eretz Yisrael if you live in Eretz Yisrael. But there's no kpeda in living in Mitzrayim nowadays. Now we'll see. Very interesting. The chidah in Pesach Inayim quotes the Ritva. And then he quotes Masha Shama Mishem Rabbeinu Ari Tam Nochan Al Derech HaEmes as to why to justify. I mean, we know the Radvaz lived in Mitzrayim and just before the Ari. what's going on? So he says like this. He says it's known that the reason for Golus Yisrael is to be Mavara Nitzutze Kedusha Asher Ba'aretz Ahi, to kind of go to the various Ayaris there, the various Mekayimis, and to kind of reawaken the nitzetzes of Kedusha which are present in that land. Now it says that when the Gemara says in Brachas that when we left Mitzrayim, we left it like a Metzula Shein Modogim. We kind of removed all of the nitzetzes of Kedusha from the land, and therefore we have no business going back to that land insofar as we don't have anything to do there. Meaning we don't have any a mission because the mission is accomplished, and so on. In other words, Shalei Nish'aru Nitzetzei Kedusha, and because of that, the Torah forbade us to go back to Mitzrayim. Kiloi Nishar Malavarer. There's nothing to be Mavarer anymore. Omnam, he says like this. He says, at the time of Gedaliah ben Achikam, the Oben Kasher, Echad Achashenera Gedaliah ben Achikam, Lei Shamu B'dvar Hashem, the Chazru LeMitzrayim, they returned to Mitzrayim. So if so, and there was another time where they returned. So he said, Al Yedei Ze Chazru V'Naflu Nitzetze Sakdusha Ba'avoinam Shemaru Es Dibrei Yisparach Ba'ati Yisrael B'nei Nevi'im Holchem V'Doylim Nitzetze Akdusha. So says the Ari, that Kal Yisrael Inenim Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im, they know that now there are Nitzetzes of Kedusha back in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Bismaneinu, Hari Eretz Mitzrayim, Hu Kishar Arotzis, and Zog Techidah, Umisayim Shuhu Kitam Aritva. And he says, I think I wanted, that's actually what the Ritva means. And when the Ritva says, Vanochen Yoisar, the Isra is only Bisman, when Yisrael Shrimad Masam, Bisman Azer, you know, it's Nigza on us to go back because of all what's happened, and so on. That is the way that he puts it. Abu Shen and Rabbeinu Bachi and Pasha Shevtim says that the Issa to live in Mitzrayim was a mitzvah l'shah, it was not a mitzvah l'deiris, and so on. At the end of the day, we know we have the Kafta of Aferach, who was a late Rishon, who traveled in Eretz Yisrael, He says that he quotes the name of a grandson of the Rambam. But the Rambam, when he would sign letters, Ayim Asayim Hakosev Ha'Oyver V'Chol Yoyim Shleisha Lavin. Right, the Rambam would sign off saying that every day I am transgressing various prohibitions and so on. And, you know, there is a discussion. So if the Rambam felt that the mitzvah does apply, I mean, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perkei says, Mutar Lishkin B'chol Aylam Chutz Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam clearly says it does apply. And the Rambam nevertheless said that he is over on various Yisurim. And some say he was compelled to stay there because he was the physician to the Malchus, and there he had no choice but to stay there. Okay, Megate Vaitim. Tanya. Amr Bishmal Pamachas Vayisi Mahalech Bederach Umatzasi Echal Mi Bnei Bneim. I found one of the grandchildren who of the Kahanim who worked in the base of Mikdash. Amar Tilei Avisach Abik Shula Harbis Kvidon. They wanted to be marbed their kavod, v'ratzu lemayit kvod hamakom, and they wanted to diminish the kvod of kvod shemayim and kvod hamakom, and so on. Aksha kvod makom b'mkeimai umiit kvodam. So the kvod shemayim is there, and will return, but your father's house that has been since destroyed. Amr v'kiva. Sachli Yishmael ben Luga Pamachas Yitzasi Ani Ve'echad Mi Bnei Hem L'Sada L'Lakid Asavim. So Rabbi Akiva is saying that Rabbi Yishmael ben Luga says, I went and went out to the field to gather various plants and so on, weeds. V'Reisi, what does he change it to? Shebocha V'Sochak. And I saw that he cried and he laughed. Amar Tilei Mipnei Ma'bachisa. Why did you cry? I remember the tremendous kavod of my father's house. And why did you laugh? Hashem is going to be maksit back to us. So why all of a sudden now? So he told Rabbi Shmuel that I see out in the distance Mala Oshan. I see this Asif called Mala Oshan, which is able to cause the smoke to go up like a pillar. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga said, Hereuli, show it to me. Amali Shvui Biodenu Shain Marine Sayla Haladam. We have an oath, we are compelled by an oath, we're bound not to reveal it to anyone. God Rabbi Yahmanuri Pamachas Matsasi Zakinachumigilas Samamanim Biyaday. He had a Megillah with all the various Samamonim in his hand, the Maratiloi, Ma'ayin Ata, from where do you come? Amarle, mi base of Tinus, I am from the house of Tinus. O Mabi Atra, Amarle, Megillah Samamonim. I've got the Megillah which lists all of the various Samamonim. So Rabbi Yachminari said, Areoli, show it to me. So, Areoli, Amarle, calls Manjabe base Abahayu Kayamin. So long as my father's house was Kayim, they were tzanu about it. They didn't share it with anyone. Whereas Akshav Harehu Lecha V'Yizayir Bo. But now, the bias is Charuv. There's no more concern. And I'm giving it to you, but please be careful. Yokashabasi V'Sachti Dvorai Lefnei Rav Akiva Amalima Ata Osur L'Saper Biganus San Shalelu. In other words, now it was clear that what they said was legitimate, and now Rabbi Akiva Paskin, it's no longer permitted to be misaper for Gnus and Shalelu. Rashi says, meaning whatever a Kaddish Baruch is megalgal things in a certain way, Mishao Mishalcha Yitnu Lacha, she says, Kalema Loi Mishalahem, who masna elamazenis ketsuva mchamina shamayim, einadam negev amuchin lachavera ve'imalchas negas bechaverta filakulay nima. There was a certain period of time they were supposed to have it, then they passed it on to someone else. Whatever is destined, you're going to have this covered for a certain amount of time, and then afterwards, it's destined to leave you. When you have it, you have it. When it's gone, it's gone. Good. We said, Hugras ben Levi, he was able to do fantastic things with his voice, as we're going to see, Tanya Kishahu Nason Koilai Bineima, when he would make this pleasant sound, what would he do? Machis Goidloy, Lasech Pivu would stick his thumb in his mouth, Umaniach Edzibaoi, and he would place his forefinger, Bain Hanimin, between the hairs in his mustache, and Shahayu Echav Akahanim Nizrokin Bavas Reish Lachareim, till his brothers were blown away by the amazing sounds which he was able to make. Tanrabanan Ben Kansar Loyrat Salamid Lamai Saksav. As we said, he did not want to teach them this particular method. Amru Alav Shayanatal Dalad Kulmusim Benitz Baisov. He would take four coils between his fingers. Vimhaisatevishal Dalada Isisayakh, he would write it all at once. Amru Loy Marai Sushalila Lamid. Why did you choose not to teach us? So Kulan Matsuchu Vladivraim. All the other ones gave a reason. They were scared it would end up in the wrong hands. Ben Kamsu Le Matsuchu Vladivarov. He did not come up with a good reason. But we should have named Zichal Sadak the Rav. Al Ben Kamsu Vachaverov, Nema Shemashan Yirkov. Says the one, my Vishemashan Yirkov. What does it mean, Shemashan Yirkov? Amr Belaza. Rak vivus tale bishmaisan, let mold and rust go up on their names. Meaning delema skin and bishmayu. Their names will get so old that kind of rust will accumulate on their names, because no one is going to use their names anymore.
Is this the same Ben Kamtza as in
No, that is Ben Kamtza with an aleph at the end. Good. Masav Ravina, now you're telling me you're not allowed to give a name of a Rasha. Masav Ravina, Maisav Bedoyeg Ben Yosef. There was a Yid at the time of the Churban HaBayis, a kid called Doyeg Ben Yosef. Shenich Aviv, his father left him, Ben Katan, as a small boy, Le'imai B'chol Yoyim, his mother loved him so much, Ha'isa'imayim Meidadite B'tfachayim, when his sinners Mishkali Shalzav LeBeis HaMikdash, every day she would measure him, and she would give his weight in gold to the Beis HaMikdash, fabulously wealthy family. And she absolutely adored her little child, Doyeg, because you got her Ayev. And when the enemy became strong, Tavachte, she slaughtered him, Vachas, and she ate him. V'aleh, Kainan Yermia, Im Techal Nanashim, Piriam, Elalai, Tupuchim, and so on. Meaning, how could it be that Hashem allowed this to take place? And the Ruach HaKodesh responds and says, well, and how is it possible that a Kohen and a Navi were killed? You see, nevertheless, that it was this fellow had the name Doyeg, says the Gemara, Hazi my Saligbe. But take a look at what happened to him. That's what Rashi says, Re'ei ma olsa bei. Shenishchat. You know, see what happened to him in the end. So it was a very bad thing. So don't bring a raya from someone who had a name about which we say Shem Hashem Yirkov, because you see what happened to this kid. That was a very bad ending. Faces over here points out and asks from different places. I mean, Avshalom, even though the Gemara speaks about the Avshalom, I mean, there's a machlekes in the Gemara and Chelik. Rabbi Meir says, Avshalom ein lechelek leilam haba. And nevertheless, don't we find people who are called Avshalom? Tosfos says, no, their name was Avishalom. And Tosfos goes to different places where it seems to be that individuals had names of Rishayim, and Tosfos says that the name was slightly different. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim over here also, which is quoted by several. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim in the Dibur Maisa B'Doyeg, the Im Taimar, Lamanda Amr Ein Avram Matzel Es Yishmael. On the East Leila Meimar, Shaloi As Yishmael Tshuva, the Eich Karu Lashem. How is it that Rabbi Yishmael was called Rabbi Yishmael? According to the dead, Yishmael didn't do Tshuva. So it says there's Yishmael, a fascinating answer. Yishmael, the Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kari Kach. Umaskinim Bishmei Shapa. If God Almighty calls someone this name, then you can go by that name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name, so then you can go with that name. But otherwise, if the person became a Rasha, then one should not go with that name. And not only that, we see from this Gemara that it's potentially dangerous for someone to have this name, just like it says about Doeg ben Yosef, that you see what happened to him. And the Gemara seems to be connecting the fact that because he had that name, you see what happened to him. So, you know, halach l'maisa, if a person's in a milah and you're doing brachas and kriya shem, and Aviya ben wants to give the name of a rasha, right, you're not supposed to do it. And there's lots of stories where, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, where people don't necessarily know who is good and who is bad. You know, I once heard a story that someone wanted to name their child Nimrod. You know, there's a shoe company in Israel called, Naale Nimrod. So you have to go ahead and make a macha, and you have to give a different name. You see from the Gemara, it's potentially dangerous to give the name of a rasha to a child. Okay, so the Gemara like this. Amr of Elazar, Tzadik me'atzmoy, v'rasha me'chaveiroy. A tzaddik is from him himself, and a rasha is from amongst his peers. We'll see Rashi in a second. Tzaddik mi'atzmoy, meaning when it's a tzaddik, we're looking at him by himself. Shenemar in the Lashon Yachid, zeichet tzaddik levracha. Whereas rasha mi'chaveiroy, techsev shem rishoyim yirkov. So Rashi says over here, about 15 lines down, tzaddik mi'atzmoy al yidei ma'isov nizkar l'toivah, meaning just from his actions alone, that is enough to remember him favorably. Whereas rasha avoy al yidei chaveira nizkar l'ra, when you remember the acts of other rishayim, shem rishayim makes of shem rasha. So the fact that other rishayim are doing bad things, that is enough to kind of be ma'orei kitrug on the rasha. The Iyun Yaakov says over here, quotes Rashi, and he says another pshat. He says, "Va'oydi yishleim et tzadik me'atzmi." What does that mean? Kolimar im hu atzmi tzadik, alva bishenu matstik achirim umezaka isama. A person's a tzadik, but he's not matstik others. He's not being makar of others. Perhaps similar to the way Chazal portray Noach. Afiro achi zichrei lavracha. Like we know, Eilat ol is Noach. Mechish tzadik, kevin shiskiroi, we're mevarachim. Avol brishoyim mekalal dafke b'loshim rabim, dafke imachti achirim. Then shein maspikim b'yardelaz as shuv ozim mochan aklala. Kedach sevishim brishoyim yirka b'loshim rabim, v'zer roshim chaveiroi, and so on. Meaning it's only that saying that if a person's a tzadik, even though he's not makar of others, he's still a tzadik, you can't take that away from him, and he gets benched. Whereas a rasha, the call comes only if his hashpa extends onto others. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Yeah. Amalei Ravina lahum rabbanan dahavi mesada agadato kamei. Ravina said to one of the rabbanan who is mesada agadato in front of him, minna hamil to the am rabbanan zeichet tzadik l'bracha. Where do we know this concept from? Amalei, what do you mean, where do we know it from? So, Pasuk in Mishlei, Tog Sev Zeichet Tzadik V'Racha. Nein, Midyaraisa Minala. Where do we know it? What's the source, Midyaraisa, where there is such a thing? So, Dichsev, because it says, Vashem Omar Amchasanim Avram, Asheni Oisa, I'm going to conceal from Avram that which I plan on doing. Oh, you mentioned Avram. Tuxiv Avram, how you yell a good God, what's Fragdim Kiveger, when we're giving a shas over here, Ein Rashi, Bechomish, Reish, Pash, is Noach. So Kiveger is bothered by the obvious question, why did the Gemara bring a later Makar by Avram when there's an earlier source from Eila Toldes Noach, Noach, Ish, Tzadik? Good. Then we said, Aminam El Sadam Rabban and Shem Hashem Yerkov. Same thing. Amalei Dachsev v'shem Hashem Yerkav. Name with your rice. Aminam Dachsev v'yal ad Sodom. Meaning he pitched his tent up until Sodom. Dachsev. You mentioned Sodom. V'anshi Sodom. Royim. Chatoim. Hashem. Moed. So you mentioned the Rishoyim so we are mekalel them. We mentioned their bad deeds and so on. Amar Rav Elazar, tzaddik darvin shnei rishayim v'leilam min mimaseyim. There's a tzaddik who lived amongst two rishayim and didn't learn from his deeds. Rasha darvin shnei tzaddikim v'leilam min mimaseyim. So tzaddik darvin shnei rishayim v'leilam min mimaseyim. That is referring to Ivadia. She says Ivadia lived between amongst Achav and Izevel and was not mushpa l'ra. Whereas Rasha Dar Vin Shnei Tzadikim V'Loy Lamin Maseyim Ze Esav. This is Esav, Pashtus it means, because his parents Yitzchak and Rivka were Tzadikim and he didn't learn from them. I think I once saw that some say it means Yitzchak and Avram. Obviously Rivka was a Tzadikis, but maybe it means people who could have been a role model for him in his way as a male. Good. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rabbalazim, Ibichasin Shal Tzadikim Atalamid Klala L'Rishayim, from the bracha, from the bracha which is given to a Tzadik, you can infer and understand the Klala which will go to Rishayim. Umi Kilasin Shal Rishayim Atalamid Bracha Tzadikim, Ibichasin Shal Tzadikim Atalamid Klala L'Rishayim Nechsif. Kidat Laman Ashay Tzadeh is Barnabas Beis Achrav. Says about Avram, that, what does it say? Achrav v'shomru deach Hashem, lasis tzedaka, mishpat, and so on. And then uksiv v'asrei, v'yem Hashem zakas t'dei ma'amira, ki rabo. So then the next pasuk it immediately goes and infers about the bad deeds which were done in stoyim. Miki Allah v'shal v'shem atalam birka brach l'tzadikim nuksiv anshi stoyim royim v'chatoyim l'shem. Hashem Amar El Avram Achrei Pared Leit Me'imoy. What does the next pasuk say? The continuation says Hashem tells him, "Sa na inech harei min avakam ashata sham tzfein of a negba kedem of a yama." Meaning, you, the tzaddik, you are going to get tremendous bracha. You're going to yashin all of this land. Amar Belaz Afidu Bishvul Tzaddik Echad Olam Nivra. Even because of one single tzaddik, the world was created. Shenema. So for that one single tzaddik, the world was created. Someone who forgets Dabra Mitalmudai, he is gerim galus to his children. So you'll forget the Teres Hashem, so then that will cause me to forget your children, they will go into Golos. The In Yaakov says, it's like a Mida Keneged Mida, because if a person is Goyla, you know, certainly if a person is Goyla to a Makam Torah, then a person is not Mishakech their Talmud. Just to mention, you know, because we are the day after Shavuos, the day of Kabbalah Satorah, you know, the Ramban is Moina in the Shikchas Halavin, in the Shikchas Lav number 2 of the Ramban, he says that the Rambam forgot to count the Isser of a person forgetting Maimed HaSinai. A person's not allowed to penya sirmel vavecha kol mechayecha and yeim hashemad zeshem akecha pacherev and so on. Person always has to remember this great maimed, and it's, you know, from here also there's a discussion about if a person forgets any of their learning, and there's a discussion, what does it mean to forget? Is it actively, passively, and so on? But just to share with you a psak of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know, the Shulchan Aruch Rav wrote an extensively in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it's very much possibly the golden standard, you know, to know Hilchos Talmud Torah. I mean, obviously the Rambam wrote, but in more recent years, the Hilchos Talmud Torah of the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes into tremendous detail as to how a person is supposed to learn, what you're supposed to learn, what you're supposed to preface, what happens if you did learn when you were a youth, what happens if you didn't learn when you're a youth, and so on. So in Perek Beis, he speaks about, it's fascinating, in a Perek Aleph, speaks about the obligation to teach your children and your Talmidim. Perek Beis, he goes on about you learning yourself, which in a sense follows the pasuk. The pasuk, the way that the Torah presents the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'shinantam levanecha, teaching your children, teaching your disciples, and so on. But in Perek Beis, he speaks about the iser of hashicheach davar echad, and about how bad it is. And he says in Halacha Hey, a person shouldn't say, well, you know what? If it's so bad to forget your learning, you know what? I'm going to play it safe. I'm not going to learn in the first place. I won't learn in the first place, and this way, there's not going to be a tain on me. V'loma eschayiv kishlamadati v'shachachti. So he says, that's not a taina, and if you don't do that, it's not just ki'ilu mischayiv b'nafshe, it's mamish mischayiv b'nafshe if you don't do that. And he goes on to speak about it. And he says, let's say you have an individual who's got an extremely poor memory. He says, we're talking about a person, if he learns 101 times, 30 days from now it's gone. He's forgotten it. So maybe such a person is exempt from this lav, from this iser. He says, no, even such a person is included in this. Lo yuchal lifter nafshe milav zed pen tishkach, he writes in Halacha Ches, and from the mitzvah vishnantam, and so on. And he goes on to explain and to detail and outline the way a person should learn. He says, like, let's say you learn a parak of Mishnayos one day, another parak the next day, another parak the third day. So for 30 days, you learn 30 parak of Mishnayos. On day 30, when you're about to forget, so then that's when you chazer. So now you've retained it a little bit longer, and then you learn, you know, one more parak. And then the next day, you do chazar, and so on and so forth. And he says, even though it'll come out that you will never possibly be able to finish all of Teresh Baal Peh, he says, about these types of situations, don't worry about that, but don't forget your learning. And he ends off the end of Halacha Ches. He says, "V'kach hayu mitzuyim b'mehem b'zman haTalmud." There were certain talmidim shelo hayu b'kiyim b'yodim b'al peh rak mesechta achas. They only knew one mesechta. The yesh men shtei mesechtas. It's based on Yerushalmi and Shvi'as Parak Yud. And he therefore says, you know, one may not, should not, must not forget their learning, and you have to do whatever you can to remember it. Apparently, Chaim Kanievsky has a discussion as to if a person goes ahead and eats things which are kosher l'shikcha, or does things which Chazal say are kosher l'shikcha, is that considered that they're over on this isser also, because they're somehow causing themselves to forget. If a person says, you know, I'm going to have, you know, a jar of olives for lunch, Chazal say olives are kosher l'shikcha, is that something which, is that, are you going to be over? I would share with you the answer, but I forgot. Okay, let's go weiter. Good. Where are we holding? Yeah. Good. So we said, if a person forgets, Shem v'tishka chutez l'gera, yeah. Rabbi Abba Amr Mayridin Isai Migdulasi. He is demoted from his position of godless. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ato Hadas Moasto, meaning my das, you are Mayas in, you despised, the Mascha Mechain Li. So I will also despise from you being my Kayed, being in a state of Gedula. Amr Mechibar Abba Amr Yechonan Ein Tzadik Nifim in Oilam Ad Shenivra Tzadik Kamoisai. Shenemer v'zach Hashemesh shuvah Hashemesh adchlei kovse shimshi shel Eli zach Hashemesh shel Shmuel Haramasi. Now the Ein Yaakov says, for one second, that doesn't seem to be quite true, and because, as he says, like this, Avol gav de'ein l'damo yisachreinim l'rishonim de'im arishonim kamalachim anu. You know, we are like human beings. De'ein anu mitzien tzmura asaya. We don't find anyone who really is on par. Otherwise, everyone would be exactly, you know, we would always have Gedolim on par with Eli, and so on. It says the Ein Yaakov, the Etzem Mitzad that we do, but Haini Mishum Shadiris Mismatin, Holchim, the generations just get less and less. And there's a Musig of you read this Hadiris. But Mitzad, the person himself, the Etzem of the person, you know, the one who was born, really is an adequate replacement of the previous one. Good. Hashem saw that there are a small amount of tzaddikim, of real tzaddikim. Amad v'shastam choldar v'dar. Therefore, he spread them out throughout the generations. Shnei kila Hashem amitzuki eretz v'yashas aleim tevel. In other words, in order to preserve the world, in order to preserve the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out. What does it say? Kila Hashem amitzuki eretz v'yashas aleim tevel. So Hashem kind of ensures that the world will remain. So he scatters and disperses the tzaddikim throughout the generations. The Amram Chibar Avam Rabbi Yechon Afilo Bishvil Tzaddik Echad Olam Meskayim Shnemar Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. The tzaddik has the ability to be in the kind of the world. Chidi Deyamar Nehacha Ragli Chasidov Yishmar. The legs of the Chasidim Yishmar. Ragli one has that a proof. It says Chasidov Balashn Rabim. Meaning, it seems to imply that because of the many Hasidim, Shem is shame of the world. Says the Gemara, no. So Hasidim to the Mashma. Rabbi Yitzchak, Hasidov, Chaser, Ksiv. Yeah, Rabbi Chiba Abba, Amar Biachim. Kevin, Shiyatsu, Rav, Shnezer, Shal, Adam, Bechata, Shuv, Eina, Chaita. Once a person passes the majority of their life, they will no longer sin. Shnei Maragli, Hasidav, Yishmar. And like the Mefarshim say, it's not a guarantee, but it means that it's that much easier for a person not to be nechshol, and so on. We'll come back this time and share with you a very beautiful insight to the Binyan Seam. The Beir of Shila Amri, Kevin Shabali Yadid Va'avera Parmeshena Vishnia, Ve'nechayte, he has been able to withstand twice, Shuv'nechayte, and again, it means that he will not easily sin. Shnei Maraglei in the plural, Chasid of Yishmar. Rabbi Shlakish, Maidach Siv, Imra Leitzim, Uyalitz. If a person decides to mock, then Uyalitz, he will continue. Ula Navim Yitin Chain, and to someone who's a humble person, Chain will be granted. Ba Latame Paiskanai. Ba Latar Messiah. If a person decides to go in the path of Rashayim, Hashem will facilitate that, will open up the way for him to do so. Person chooses to try Mimatar himself, he'll actually get Siyata Nishmaya. Tadu the Beer of Yishmael, Mashal, Adam Shaya, Meicha Neft. If a person is selling a foul smelling substance, by fire simain and a very pleasant substance, so, Bo Lindei de Neft, Eimelai, Medei Data, La Atzmacha. They say, you know, you go ahead and you measure it. I'm going to keep my distance. I trust you. I'm sure you will measure it accurately. Balinde da farsamain. Amalai, ham to me, wait, I'd like to join you. Ajemdeid, wait for me. Ajemdeid imach. Kadeshin is basim ani la ato. So that I can also get the pleasant smell of the farsamain. Tadadavir bishmal, aveira mitamtemes libo jaladam. Prison doesn't aveir, it's mitamtem his lathe. Shanem avalei tatamu behem, venitmesim bum. Al tikri venitmesim elevenitamtam. Meaning it will cause timtum. Rashi says, mitamtemes oitemes, it closes up. Say semes mikol chachma. And so on. Tan rabbanan, v'loi sitamu behem, venitmesim bum. Adam mitamim atzmi ma'at, mitamin oisoi harbe. Milamata, mitamin oisoi milamala. Bailamaze, mitamin oisoi leilamaba. So we're saying that if a person, I mean, the Gemara says over here that an aveira is metamtem libo shalata. There is an interesting discussion. What about if it's not an actual aveira? It's a mitzvah to eat this machalas asiris because you're a person's a chelishesh b'sakana. So is the deal that aveira metamtem is libo shalata? And if it's not an aveira, when there is no timtem alev, or do we say no that there's certain foods which be'etzim are metamtem Hashem was matbia? In these foods, certain things that these foods are asur, meaning one is not able to be nigash to any dvar Hashem in this food. The kedusha is bound up and so on, and it's not going to change because it happens to be that the person has a heter to eat it. So there is an interesting discussion about that. Is it the etzim, or is it the avera shabbat? The Rabbanim viskadash nevisim tegoishim. Adam mekadash atzmi ma'at mekadash meisei harve. Even the mat mekadash meisei malamala. Be'lamazeh mekadash oisoi la'olam haba. To share with you briefly, there's a beautiful pshat of the in the beginning of the Sefer Binyan Siyan, the Baal Aruch L'Nerev, Yaakov Etlinger. He has a beautiful thing. I think it's such a chizik. I've said it over many times. It says like this. The Medrash says, "Vayiachad var meila velekim nises Avram." So with the Akedah, with the Akedah. So the what does that mean? Achad var meila. Yitzchak was 2 years old when Biyemi Gomel, when he made the Suda Biyemi Gomel as Yitzchak Benoy, and Yitzchak was 37 by the Akedah. Vayiachad var meila. So Chazal say that Bashas the Suda there was a Kitrug. And the Malachim said, I don't understand. You gave Avram and Sarah B'derach Neis, a child. He's not Makriv Karbonis. This is your man. Like, this is the guy. And he's the one who's going to be the patriarch. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, even if I tell him to be Makriv his own son, he'll do it. Miyad v'yachad v'am e'ila. Frank the Binyan Siyam, it was 35 years later. So he says, Amar de Gazach. He says, the Gemara says, Ragle chasid of Yishmar. And Kevin sh'ava roiv sh'nesuf shal Adam. So he says, there's an incredible hashkacha pratis. Another way I like to put it is like this. The person's got a nisayin. You wake up one morning, something happens, you've got this incredible nisayin. And you think to yourself, no, not today. Like, there's so much going on today. I can't handle this nisayin today. Tomorrow, any other day, not now. He says, there's a hashkacha pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting the minutes and the hours, the days, the years, until the most auspicious time for you to be Omer bin Nisayin, and at that time, bang, Hashem gives it to you. And I think we all know, like, had we known, if a bas kol would come down from Shemayim and say, you should know, it's going to be a big Nisayin, but in Shemayim, like, everyone, it's like center court, everyone is watching. Today is the day, it's the best possible time for you to do this, and it could be they've been waiting deri deris for you to do it. Of course, if you would be able to do it. So he says, don't remember the Cheshbon, he says Avram was 99 years old by the Mila. And then Yitzchak was born shortly thereafter. So he says, B'shas Mila, it's like Avram Avinu was reborn. Gerish Nizgarat, Katan Shnei L'Dami. He lived another 75 years. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma, which says, Kevin Sha'am Avar Reiv Shnei Sishal Adam, V'leichata Shuvin Echaite, and so on. So he says, the moments that Avram passed, Roiv Shneisav, you know, 37 and a bit of his years, and he was now at the best possible time in his life to be Omed in this Nisayim, Miyad Velikim Nisas Avram. So Imamish makes this Cheshbon based on this Gemara, and he says, this is the Hashkach of Hashem, that he's counting the time, the years, the months, the hours, the moment, till the best possible time to do it, and he makes the Cheshbon, this was the first time that Avram had the best chance of being a Yovin Asayim. Okay.